morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Black Hereford Ranch invites you to their 15th annual Fall Cream of the Crop Bull and Bred Heifer Sale, Saturday, October 26th at 1 o'clock at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma, and live on dvauctions.com. Each lot is backed by 40 years of continuous AI and ET work. For more information, call Chris Black at 580-309-0711. For catalog and videos, visit their website, www.blackherfordranch.com. Saturday, October 26th at 1 o'clock, Black Hereford Ranch 15th Annual Fall Cream of the Crop Sale.
Hey cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 24th, starting 8 a.m. on Dish Network Satellite Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 19,800 head to be offered, 3,200 yearling steers, 1,500 yearling heifers, 10,800 weaned calves, and 2,500 calves on cows. If you want to know details on when a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117.
A coalition of renewable fuels and agriculture trade organizations filed a petition with the Washington, D.C. Court of Appeals on Tuesday. The petition challenges the process the Environmental Protection Agency uses to exempt certain unknown small refineries from their respective obligations under the Renewable Fuel Standard in 2018. The coalition includes American Coalition for Ethanol, the National Biodiesel Board, National Corn Growers Association, National Farmers Union, and Renewable Fuels Association. In the petition, the coalition noted that the EPA's document outlining the waiver decisions was just 2 pages long. The document doesn't reveal details and contains just bare-bones reasoning behind the decisions. The coalition says even as the Trump administration indicates it's taking steps to account for future small refinery exemptions, the coalition remains concerned that the EPA's abuse of the small refinery exemption program diverges from the spirit and letter of the Clean Air Act. In other news today, a Missouri man at the center of an investigation into the disappearance of two brothers from Wisconsin has been charged with murdering both of them. The brothers, Nick and Justin DeMuhl, were visiting Garland Joseph Nelson on cattle business. They traveled to Missouri to collect a $250,000 check from Nelson for cattle that were currently in Nelson's care. Nick DeMuhl, age 35, and Justin, 24 years old, were in Missouri when they went missing on July 21st after not making their return flight to Wisconsin. Police say Nelson gave different explanations of events that were an attempt to keep them from locating the missing brothers. Authorities found bloodstains on clothing belonging to Nelson, and DNA testing confirmed the blood was Nick DeMuhl's. Nelson was charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder, abandonment of a corpse, tampering with physical evidence, unlawful possession of a firearm, as well as an armed criminal action. Finally, today, since the 2018 Farm Bill removed industrial hemp from the Controlled Substances Act, agriculture has never been more interested in adding hemp to its crop rotations. A lot of available information says there's a large financial upside to the industry. Producers responded to that by tripling hemp acreage between 2017 and 2018. However, Cobank says that false, outdated, biased, or contradictory information can make it difficult to navigate the industry. Cobank's Knowledge Division released a report that includes 9 risks or uncertainties that face each of hemp's 3 crops and markets, which include fiber, grain seed, and CBD production. Crystal Carpenter, a specialty crop analyst, says, overall, CBD production has the highest level of risk across the board due to a range of factors. The industry could face many headwinds from seed quality, labor costs and availability, THC limit risks, as well as long-term acceptance by the Food and Drug Administration.
You got farm news on Ron.
Over 67,000 FFA members and supporters are headed to Indianapolis for the 92nd Annual National FFA Convention. We're proud that Ridge Eubanks of Alva is one of the national FFA officers leading out this year in Indy. And once again, Farm Director Ron Hayes will offer wall-to-wall coverage from the convention on radio, in our daily email, in the Blue Green Gazette on our Oklahoma Farm Report website, and via social media on Facebook, Flickr, and Twitter. Coverage from Indy, the week of October 28th, is a service of ITC Great Plains, your energy superhighway.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.